For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
David was named executive director in May 2019. Before that, he was executive director of the Specialty Coffee Association of Europe, SCAE, from 2011 to 2018, when SCAE merged with its American counterpart to become the Specialty Coffee Association. David's beverage career began in 1983 when he joined Automatic Catering Supplies as regional manager for the north of England. At ACS, he played a pivotal role introducing specialty coffee brands like Douwe Egberts to the UK market. David officially leaves the post as executive director on March 31st, but promises to, quote, hang around for a bit to help with succession and to smooth things over, end quote. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dan.
So let's begin the conversation by simply asking, since its inception, what, in your view, is the association's most significant contribution to tea?
Really good question. You know, part of our mission statement is to create excellence within the specialty tea community. And I believe that we've helped to build that tea community. Still a long way to go, but I think we've made a good start. So we have members in over 55 countries now. From all parts of the tea value chain, from grower through to consumer and all the parts in the middle. And we are bringing people together through education, through some of the webinars that we do, through the events that we do where we get people together, and also just through networking and just bringing people together who have a common view of the tea industry and where it could go. And what the benefits are. That can sound a little bit sort of, grey around the edges, really. It's not totally precise because it's difficult to actually define. But, yeah, just bringing people together and learning from each other, teaching each other, and just improving the whole, the whole outlook on tea and the quality of the product. And, yeah, that probably sums it up.
Your work has laid the groundwork for growth. As a founder, you are involved in key operations and initiating events. What projects have the potential to scale and grow?
We set our education program up 5 years ago in what turned out to be a really changing landscape for training and education, starting with COVID and coming, with the world coming out of COVID. All organizations who are involved in training, the type that we do, training and education, I've seen that landscape change. The Specialty Coffee Association, being one of the biggest organizations, have had to change their offering to, take note of what's happening. We've had to do the same. So we're finding that both companies and individuals are not so keen on traveling to do their training and education. Companies are not so keen on investing in time and money for their staff. So it's become a much more difficult market to be in. So we're in the process of trying to build on what we've done already, but also changing that to so that our education program going forward will be much, whilst we've been offering online and classroom education, it will be more focused online. It will be more focused on smaller bites of education and knowledge, more interaction, and looking at different areas, maybe business development within the tea industry, connecting with some of the research and development that we're doing as an association also, while still focusing as well on the important stuff like introduction to Camellia sinensis for people who are just joining the industry, and helping especially those people to get their foot on the career ladder. But it's in a different way, and we're just, as part of our 3-year strategic plan, which we're just starting, we're just now starting to change our focus.
How many folks have you certified?
It's in its thousands, but not as many thousands as we had expected when we started. In terms of our research and development, we're quite active there, really. So we had a landmark white paper on the quality of water in tea, published in collaboration with Brita Filters. We produce a paper about every 2 months on average on various aspects of tea and health, authored by Dr. Shazia Ilgaz, one of our directors from Turkey. We are working with Queen's University in Belfast in Northern Ireland on their tea authenticity program. So being able to check whether a tea is what it says it is, or an organic tea is organic, or does it really have pesticides in it, and other issues around that. And there are initiatives during the next 3 years that we're looking at as well and just starting to work on. So it's quite active.
Tell me about the webinar series. Did attendance scale up or down?
Been fairly consistent in the number of people who are getting involved. Depends to a certain extent on the subject matter and also the presenter. One of the best attendances we had at all, going back now 3 or 4 years, was by a guy called Dan Bolton. I don't know if you know him. That was a particularly well attended webinar. But we have made a major change this year. So far, all of our webinars have been free to all, and some of them still will be, but we're also now changing our tack, and some of those webinars that we're doing we will be charging for, so we'll get industry experts who we believe can make a big difference to the businesses and the lives of those people who are attending, but we'll be charging for those, although with free entry to ESTA members to encourage people to join us. So we're spreading out there. Some of those subjects will be R&D centred, others will be business centred, and also purely tea centred as well. We'll be doing a range of webinars also directed at producers to help us bridge that gap and to help us support the producers in their quest for better quality tea and better prices for their good quality tea. So that's a very important part of what we're doing in the future.
The association supports European consumers and companies, but I also see strong digital and social media outreach. Programs have introduced tea ventures in Africa, Nepal, India, and Sri Lanka. Do you foresee greater emphasis on projecting the association's mission online?
Obviously, our membership is centered in Europe, but we have a number of members in North America, mainly US, but also Canada as well, as well as members from producing countries. We've got a lot of members in Sri Lanka now, as an example. So digital is important. We have Bernadine Tay, who most people know, is responsible for a lot of our digital work. We're also using fellow country person of yours, Mackenzie Bailey. She's a digital marketing expert in the tea industry. She's doing some work for us as well.
When you look to the future for associations, what is the most compelling reason for an organization's existence? And what are the keys to thriving and succeeding?
People tend to join associations for three reasons, or for a mix of those three reasons. One of them is to give something back to the industry from which they earn their living. A second one is to raise the profile within that industry. And a third one is to, help the business. It's all of those three are very relevant. And all of those things are done through networking. And you can have a list as long as your arm of different practical benefits to being part of an association. But undoubtedly, that networking element is the most important one. And you can never actually prescribe that. You can't dictate or guess what specific benefits a member will get from the networking part of being an association, because it's different for everybody. But what you do know is that the people who join an association and are active within that association will undoubtedly get benefits from it through the various networking opportunities that they get. If I think about ESTA now, and others as well, the beginning of the you know, the growth curve within the sector, the community, it's absolutely a thriving association is essential to help build that network and that community, as I talked about earlier on, and that's what we're finding at Esther. The other really important thing is that we as an association, and most are, we are independent, we're inclusive, we're non-for-profit, we have no agendas of our own, and people buy into that. So, you know, it just helps with our general good image, if you like.
Camaraderie and inclusiveness distinguish membership in ESTA from an NGO or corporate outreach, right?
Membership is absolutely vital to us at this point. There is debate, however, generally speaking, within the world of associations about, especially as the community becomes more mature, as to whether membership of an association, or from an association's point of view, membership is the most important thing. So you take Specialty Coffee Association as an example now, but, you know, been in existence for 30 years, that the two heritage associations before they joined. The community is mature, the market is mature. And I think everybody agrees that the SCA now, more of their activity is in such things as the events that they do more and more of, other monetary activities which allow them to function. And maybe for them and for the members themselves, the actual membership isn't so important as being involved in the activities that the association are doing. So once again, I think, you know, the changes that we all had to make during COVID have sort of accelerated that viewpoint.
I can confidently speak for the industry by praising the spade work that you have done in creating the association. I'm sure all of us are also curious about what's next for you.
Well, in terms of what's next for me, I have now been in the coffee industry for 42 years and the tea industry latterly for 6 years. I'm still active, still I'm blessed for being involved with both of those industries and get a lot out of it. So I'm already doing some small project work in tea and a little bit in coffee as well. And that's what I plan to do for the rest of the time that I'll be working. So anybody who's interested in having a little bit of experience helping them in any project work that they're involved in, either tea or coffee, I'm happy to talk.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money, like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.